Even if you hire a lawyer, it doesn't guarantee your court case will go smoothly. Just ask commentator and attorney Heather King.
Going to law school was one of the more ill-advised things I did when I was drinking. And going into civil litigation was one of the more ill-advised things I did after I got sober. Nonetheless, for 3 miserable years, I worked for a Beverly Hills firm that specialized in medical malpractice. One of our clients was a recently bereaved widow named Mrs. Prieto. Her husband had died during outpatient retinal surgery, and she'd brought a wrongful death action against the hospital and all 7 of the doctors involved. I cringed when my boss assigned me to cover her deposition, knowing I'd be facing 8 voracious insurance defense lawyers. Mrs. Prieto met me in the lobby, wearing a tailored suit, her hair perfectly done. She'd come to the office a couple of times so I could prepare her, and I'd immediately been struck by her quiet dignity. I couldn't imagine sitting in an eye clinic, maybe thinking about where to go for lunch afterwards, and having some guy in a white coat come out to tell you that your husband had died. A receptionist led us to a teak-paneled conference room that was bigger than my entire apartment. Sitting at the head of the table was a paunchy man in his 50s with a greasy red face who, without even bothering to introduce himself, gave the high sign to the court reporter and started firing off a volley of questions. "Did your husband have any hobbies? He played the guitar? What songs did he play? You don't remember? Where did he buy his strings? Were they plastic strings or steel? You don't know?" Just being present made me incandescent with shame. In addition, I was so intimidated by the overbearing interrogating attorney and the other silently smirking 7 that I practically had a coronary every time I managed a tentative objection. As it turned out, Mrs. Prieto was almost a caricature of the perfect client. Her husband had been choir director at Our Lady of Good Counsel Church. The lawyer rolled his eyes. She attended daily mass. He heaved an exasperated sigh. She and her 2 daughters visited the cemetery with flowers every weekend. The lawyer sneered, "Have you had any physical complaints since your husband died?" "Physical complaints? No, it is the little things I miss. Raking leaves together, doing errands. He used to put the gas in my car for me." "I'm asking if you have any physical complaints," the attorney snarled. "Insomnia, stomach pain, backaches? Have you seen a doctor? Have you started taking any prescription medicine since your husband died?" "I don't think you understand. When my husband died, it was like I had been sitting in a brightly lit room, and someone, without any warning, snapped the lights off. And they were never going to come on again." In the world of litigation, just about everything you do or say or hear is calculated, but this was so real you could almost smell it. Real sorrow, real grief, real love forever lost. For a second, the room came into communion. Pig lawyer even stopped snapping his gum. In the silence, a phrase floated up from nowhere to the forefront of my mind. "But many who are first shall be last, and the last first." That was when I saw that Mrs. Prieto didn't need an attorney. In some strange, reverse way, she had already won.
Heather King is an attorney and writer. She lives in Los Angeles.